Hey yo, yo yo, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's happening? What is happening? What is going on with y'all? Yo, check it out. Are you ready for another episode of Cybershots Podcast? Hopefully you are. Appreciate each and every one of you for stopping by. Check this out. Have you ever stopped to ask yourself, is this planet that we live on the scum, the gutter, the ghetto of the universe? What are your thoughts on that? Just interested. I mean, do you think that us as humans are the only ones in the universe? I mean, do you really think that we are the only ones? Let's talk about it.
You are now vibing out. You are now vibing out.
And
you are now vibing out with your A1 from A1.
Hey, what's up? Yo, what's up? What's happening?
Yo, you got any smokes over there?
Come on, bro, you already know.
Oh, my bad. That was a little bit of a vibe there. Just a little bit of a vibe. But check this out, though. Now, I know a lot of people probably think, a lot of people don't believe in aliens. But that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about, do you believe that we are the only ones in the universe? I mean, seriously. Do you believe that? Me, myself? No. I do not believe that. I believe that they're saying Earth. Oh, hell no. We're just going to bypass that. I think Earth is like as beautiful as we find it. I think it's like if you're running out of gas and there was a gas station there, you're like, I'm not going to stop there. I'm just going to see if I can make it to the next gas station. I'm not stopping there. You know what I'm saying? It's like, Earth, let's just go past Earth, you know. Or maybe it's some type of place where it's just not a place that you want to go. Like, no, I'm not going to say that. I was going to diss somebody's state, but I won't do that. Now, one of the reasons that I asked you this is because, I'm serious about this, man. Now, let's just say other beings. They don't necessarily have to be aliens. How come we're not the aliens? What if they were here way before us? You know what I'm saying? And it's just like maybe Earth is a third grade science project somebody did. It's in the basement of some other being's mom's, you know, basement or some shit.
I remember that project I did in the third grade called Earth.
Oh, yeah, it's back there somewhere, you know. I don't know. Hold up. Man, cut. I thought I told you guys to play in pianissimo. You're playing in forte. Actually, you're playing in forte grande. I'll tell you what. I'll work with you. Can you put it in piano, please? You're playing just a little bit too loud. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Much better. Now, back to the, my band. I got to work with these guys. Got a new band and shit. Live band playing. Yeah. Kind of a vibe, though. But check this out. The reason why I say that is because a lot of people do not believe in aliens, which is cool. That's fine. Now, the question that I have for you, if you don't believe in aliens or other beings, that's cool. That's fine. But as big as this universe is, are you so arrogant that you think that Earth dwellers, are the only people in the universe or only beings in the universe? I mean, I have a question that many people ask. It's unexplained. How do you explain this? I'm pretty sure you thought I was going to go to the pyramids. Well, since you was thinking of that, you can say the pyramids, but that's not what I was talking about or thinking about. I was thinking about crop circles. So, if you don't believe in aliens, I would like for you to call in and tell me, well, other beings, whatever. Tomato, tomato. Yeah, potato, potato. I'm stuttering. Check it out, though. If you don't believe in aliens, that's cool. That's your thing, man. You know, everybody has a right to think of whatever they want to think. You know? Just do this one favor. Explain crop circles. Yeah. Just call in and say, hey, this is how crop circles are done. And, oh, yeah, also, since if you know, obviously, if you know how crop circles are done, of course, you know how the pyramids were built. So if you could kindly answer those two questions for me, I'll say, hey, you know what? You're right. You, sir, ma'am, madam, God, goddess, you are a genius indeed. But anyway, back to the topic at hand. Now, if you've ever seen a crop circle, how do you explain that? You know what I'm saying? This shit is perfect. Have you ever cut someone's grass? Have you ever been a landscaper? Have you ever trimmed hedges? You know, have you ever done that? This one in particular time in younger years when I was in landscaping, not by choice, just circumstances at the time. Yeah. So anyway, one of the customers, you know, I was digging her, man. I had like a crush on her. Yeah. Many moons ago. Yes. Many suns ago also. A long time ago, my. So anyway, she had hedges in the front of her yard, right? You know what I mean? She had hedges in the front of her yard. And she also had like this long row of hedges in the back. Boom. On both sides. So it was my duty to trim the hedges. Now, I didn't do it in the front, but in the back. Imagine this long row of hedges, right? And at the very end, I cut like a space in between like a square. You know what I'm saying? Like a bush with a big gap in it on both sides. And then I trimmed that into a heart, right? On both sides. Yeah. Do you know how fucking long it took me to do that? And to get this shit perfect? It took quite some time. I also got in a little bit of trouble. Not with her. She actually liked it and was wondering if I could do it in the front yard as well. Yeah, but that's another podcast. I'm getting a little sidetracked here. Okay, at this in particular time, I would like to shout out two shows on the Stereo app. That's right, the Stereo app. This is a show that I enjoy. Now, I don't know what's going on with you guys. I really don't. Mr. No Show, a.k.a. Mr. Canushu. Mr. Canushu, are you listening, Mr. Canushu? And True Dab God, they do a show called Sunday Brunch, 10:30 a.m. Sunday on the Stereo app. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, a couple of people fall up over there, 72 the Architect, you know, your 3-1 old boy. And Cyber One, we go in there, we have a little brunch, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes they cook over the air, you know, cook their brunch or whatever. They give away free mimosas or whatever that is. Now, me personally, I requested that they make some blueberry Hennessy. So they got that on deck. And 72 the Architect, a.k.a. Good Vibes from Jason B., requested some Bloody Marys. But anyway, I made you guys this intro and you're not doing the show. Hello?
Hey, yo, welcome to Sunday Brunch with your two hosts, Mr. No Show and True Dab Top. Sunday Brunch. Hey,
Can I get one of those blueberry Hennessy's, please? I'm a little parched. Hey, check it out. Check it out. Made that for you guys. And I would also like to put my reservation in for this Sunday. I would like some red snapper. Yeah, some red snapper. A double shot of Hennessy. And you know what? Yeah. Some yellow rice. I know. Hey, whatever carbs, whatever. Yeah, some red snapper. Hook me up with some red snapper. A double shot of Hennessy and some yellow rice, man. Yeah, I would like that for my brunch. Now, also, getting back to the new show with Red Sable and Cyber Shots on the Stereo app. That's right. Check it out. I have my schedule mixed up, so we're going to be doing this every other weekend. Yeah, every other, twice a month, we're going to be doing that on the Stereo app. You know what I'm saying? So make sure that you come by and check out the live stream. If you ever listen to Red Sable, you know that she is a dope, super dope content creator. Her background in entertainment is unbelievable. You have no idea. Yo, Red, what's up?
Hello, beloveds. I am Red Sable.
Cyber Shots. Perfect.
Hello, beloveds. I am Red Sable. Hello, beloved.
I am Red Sable, and I am your host, creator, and original, one and only, maker of Feed Your Mind, Fuel Your Soul, also known as Fuel Your Soul Radio.
Cyber Shots? Yes.
Perfect.
Oh my.
Hello, beloveds. Hello, beloveds. I am Red Sable.
However, I do believe that her and Tamika Drake are having a show this Saturday. Yeah, so make sure that you go check out the Stereo app. And you got to be careful on them stereo streets. That's why I am doing the 2.0 reunion. You know what I'm saying? Positive Vibes and Capone. And maybe some other people are going to stop by once we get the show up and popping. So if you ever missed the good vibe that we had over at Anchor, just stop by, man. The energy is still there. And once again, you do not have to worry about trolls, because if you're not a member of the class of 2.0, I'm sorry, I'm not going to take your call.